Welcome to the High Impact Healer Podcast, where we empower healers, facilitators, coaches, and leaders to create more impact, make more money, and live a more purposeful life. Let's get into it. Hello, 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 everyone. Hope you're having a beautiful day. My name is Ben, and welcome back to the podcast. So, many of you are probably wondering, why have we changed the name of the podcast from the Connect and Evolve podcast to the High Impact Healer? And I'm so excited to drop in to the past couple chapters that I've gone through and I've experienced in my life that have led me to making the decision to bring the podcast back, and just what we're going to be covering in the High Impact Healer, the reason behind the name, the High Impact Healer, and yeah, exactly what my intention is with this podcast, how it is going to provide value to you. So let's drop right in. Over the past about 6 months, I have had an incredible opportunity and been so blessed to scale our project, Awakened Breath. And Awakened Breath is a beautiful project now that it teaches people who are aspiring breathwork facilitators how to become breathwork specialists who teach many different modalities, or many different techniques rather, within the incredible modality of breathwork. And not only that, but we have gone a step further, and now with our training program called the High Impact Healer, we also teach aspiring breathwork facilitators how to host really incredible workshops, really incredible retreats, and how to facilitate incredible coaching programs, both one-on-one and group coaching. We also go to the next level by teaching conscious business systems. And so these conscious business systems are going to be what we talk about quite a bit here on the High Impact Healer, because I noticed that no matter what was taught in the breathwork training program that we've had operating for over 3.5 years now, no matter what was taught, the issue that so many facilitators run into is not knowing how to operate a business, not knowing how to be a wellness entrepreneur. And so this term wellness entrepreneur is extremely important to me now, because I realize just how valuable it is to be entrepreneurial with your purpose. So what do I mean by that? What I mean is, if your purpose is to help people expand, heal, and grow, creating impact in that way, then you're not going to be able to create the impact that you are here to create unless you understand conscious business practices. And this is what allows for you to become a wellness entrepreneur. How to do branding, marketing, advertising, sales. This is what's going to allow for you to grow your wellness practice / business and create more impact. If we don't know how to get people into our practices, or into our offers and programs rather, then we are not going to be able to touch the people that we are here to touch and create the ripple of healing, growth, and expansion that we're here to create. So this is really what the High Impact Healer is all about. It is very focused on supporting you, the listener, in creating more impact and therefore creating more income as well. And I really want to hit something home here, and that is the fact that in the wellness industry, if you are acting in integrity, then your impact and your income are completely correlated. They are congruent, meaning that the more impact you create, the more income you should make. And the more income that you're making, it's very, very likely that it's due to the impact you are creating. So the more value we provide people who are qualified to work with us, right, the more money we will make. And there's nothing wrong with money. I'm excited to talk about money a good bit in the High Impact Healer, because money has been demonized. It's seen as this negative energy, this negative entity. And I really deeply believe it's because it has been in the hands of negative energetic people, right? Our low vibrational, greedy, just nasty energies that are manifested as human beings. And so when we think of money, we think of greedy bankers, we think of the stock market and how the little guy, us, can't get ahead with a regular job, and the 1% has all the money and it just trickles down. We get their breadcrumbs. And I really deeply believe we're coming into a new age in which conscious entrepreneurs are going to be the ones who are allocating a lot of money. And I speak from experience here. I went from making an average amount of money to quite a bit of money in a short amount of time whenever I doubled down on my purpose, whenever I focused on creating more impact. Now, the beautiful thing about this is when the money comes in due to you creating more impact, you can then take that money and reinvest in your impact creating machine, your wellness business. You can also donate to charities. I donate to multiple different charities every month, and it feels amazing to do so. And you can also share this wealth, this abundance with your friends, your family, your community. And then, of course, you can live the lifestyle that you choose to live. I personally love to travel. I personally love to be able to go and do things when I want to do them. That freedom, that autonomy has been created through me doubling down on my purpose and focusing on creating more impact and value to the collective. And this is what I am passionate about teaching, because so many facilitators, so many healers and coaches, they are lacking the very essential ingredient of being an entrepreneur, being someone who understands business practices, who understands how to build an incredible offer that is super valuable, how to sell that offer, and how to create lead acquisition, meaning how to get the right people into that offer so that they can share their gifts, right? And so when we have all of these different ingredients, we make a delicious, incredible, value-driven machine. And I call this the wellness business gumbo, because I love gumbo. And I'm sure if you're listening to this, you've tried gumbo. If you haven't, then hopefully one day you will, because it is my favorite dish. And creating really impact-driven, super valuable wellness business is a massive passion of mine. So I'm so excited to share more with you guys. I'm so excited to share everything I've been learning from my own personal experience and learning from my students and my mentors and teachers. I've been investing a lot of time, energy, and money into this work, into becoming a better teacher of these principles of conscious business practices, as well as different spiritual practices and philosophies that tie directly into creating an impact-driven wellness business. You see, whenever we're creating a conscious wellness business, we have to maintain certain practices, certain values, certain understandings that allow for our business to actually be conscious. And the difference between a conscious business in a not conscious business is pretty simple. A conscious business is focused on creating value and impact first. It's not focused on the bottom line first. It is focused on how can we create more impact? How can we spread this beacon of high vibrational energy that we are working towards sharing with the world? How can we really help people step into their power, really step into their true purpose? That is what we're focused on first within a conscious business. Now we are also focused on the revenue that comes in, of course, because it takes revenue, it takes money to create the freedom that we are seeking in our business. It takes money to donate to charities. It takes money to pay an amazing team. It takes money to live a lifestyle that you enjoy. It takes money to reinvest in your business. So while money is very, very important for your business, it is not the thing that we focused on first, right? The thing we focused on first is value, impact, empowerment, inspiration. And it's these qualities that allow for us to establish ourselves as conscious entrepreneurs and run a conscious business. And so these concepts I'm deeply passionate about, and this is something that has come to me over the past 6 months, and I'm realizing that it is simply a new chapter in my life. It is really a new book in my life. I just recently turned 30, so I have turned into my third decade, and this new book that's being written is really uniquely designed to support as many people as possible through these concepts, both, of course, wellness practices, my original passion, right, breath work, but also how we can take our favorite wellness practices, our passions, our purpose, and how can we translate that into a thriving, successful, abundant, impact-driven, conscious business? Because that is ultimately what is going to lead us to creating the most impact and providing the most value here in this lifetime, on this planet, and especially in the modern Western world. So guys, I can't wait to keep going with this podcast, continuing to share these concepts. I'm also going to be sharing different breathwork flows and techniques that you can utilize in your day-to-day, share with friends and family, and just drop into so that you can feel more peace, more harmony, more connection through the breath, my original passion, that along with music. Is what really allowed for me to step into myself over the past several years. So I'm going to be sharing breathwork practices and educational pieces on these concepts, values, and belief systems so that you can be empowered, inspired, and go out there and create the wellness business, the conscious business that is going to create abundance, prosperity, and impact, abundance for yourself, your team, the charities you donate to, and your business, and impact and value to those who you serve. Okay? Guys, here we go. It is the first episode of The High Impact Healer, and I am so excited, honored, and I feel deeply blessed to be able to share this with you. Thank you so much. My name is Ben Holt, and I will see you in the next episode. Much love, and be blessed. Peace.